Well, Israeli and Australian flags are hanging on the closed gates to Bondi Pavilion in Sydney as people laid wreaths and bouquets of flowers. And these Australian Jews reacted to what had happened.
It's a very sad day. It's the day that I think we were all dreading in the Jewish community. It was a day that we had, I suppose, in many ways, warned government and higher authorities of the possibility and the risk, and it feels almost like we were unheard, almost invisible. And so today is the day of disbelief.
We're a heartbroken community. We feel absolutely shattered. We feel that we've been abandoned. We don't feel safe. You know, there's always an undertone of maybe, what if. It's not why we came to Australia. We've been here, we came from South Africa nearly 40 years ago, and we came because we felt this would give our children a better life and would be much safer. Now we feel that we've been just left out in the cold.
Well, Ireland's Chief Rabbi Yoni Weider joined us a little bit earlier, and he reflected first on what had happened in Sydney.
This was a sickening, bloodthirsty act of terror that has shaken us to our core. People murdered in cold blood simply for the crime of celebrating Hanukkah. And we can't stop thinking about them and their families and those injured that are still in critical condition. But we have to be very clear. This was an attack first and foremost against Jewish people, but it was also an attack against our collective values, the very values that are fundamental to having a civilized moral society. If people cannot go to the beach to celebrate their faith without wondering whether they will come back home alive, then the world is a darker and more dangerous place for all of us.
And just tell us about the significance of the attack on the first day of Hanukkah, because that is an important day in the Jewish calendar.
It is very much so. Hanukkah is the one day when probably we're more conspicuous than we would be otherwise. Believe it or not, we do usually like to have a low profile, but on Hanukkah, we commemorate the Maccabees who fought for the right to live and worship freely. And we light candles in the windows of our home facing the streets for all to see, because we want to share the light of our festival and make the world a brighter place for everyone around us. And for that, an incident like this to happen on a time like that, and a day like that, which is meant to be about sharing light to the world, is so painful.
Will the Irish community's celebrations of Hanukkah be impacted from a security perspective?
Right now, the sense of grief is profound and very raw. But the Jewish people have endured far darker moments in our history, and we will get through this too. So especially now, I've urged our community not to retreat in fear, but to come together even more visibly and even more confidently, because at the end of the day, those that were responsible for this attack and those who cheer them on, they want Jewish people to live in fear in Sydney and far beyond it. And our response is unequivocal. We are strong, we are resilient, and we will continue to express our Jewish identities openly and proudly.
You met with the Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, last evening. What happened at that meeting?
I had a good conversation with the Commissioner yesterday, and I'm really grateful to him for making contact. I'm not involved much at an operational level, but from the perspective of the Gardaí and those in our community responsible for security, the priorities are very clear. It's about intelligence, identifying potential threats as early as possible. It's about holding anyone to account that's found to have issued threats or incited violence. And of course, it's about enhanced security around Jewish institutions and our communal events. And we are so appreciative of the Gardaí for their reassurances yesterday and for all the additional support they've given us over the past 2 years. But this cannot be addressed by policing alone. We must not get into the cycle of building ever higher fences and deploying ever more guards. That is not the solution. There is a deep and ugly hatred against Jewish people festering in parts of the Western world and regrettably within parts of Irish society as well. That hatred has to be identified and confronted and struck out root and branch.
Did you get a commitment from Commissioner Kelly that there would be increased security at synagogues and other places where events, particularly in this week, the Festival of Lights, is happening?
We did. And I said, I'm very grateful for that. But this can't just be about the policing. There are serious concerns for Jewish people in Ireland. Over the past 2 years, we've seen a sharp rise in incidents of hatred towards Jewish people on our streets, in schools, on university campuses. There's been an intense, one-sided anti-Israel rhetoric that has become totally normalized across Irish political and media discourse. And even when it's not intended that way, this rhetoric serves to embolden those who want to intimidate and target the Jewish community here. We've seen crowds in Dublin and elsewhere taking to the street, calling to globalize the Intifada, which was something that they also called for in Sydney for many months. We've had targeted graffiti here in Dublin explicitly calling to kill Jews. So against that background, and coupled with the fatal attack that we saw first in Manchester on Yom Kippur and now in Sydney on Hanukkah, people are starting to recognize the hard truth that no one can guarantee that things will not turn violent here too.
Can you give us a little bit more information on the attacks that you say have happened on streets in Ireland against Jewish people? What types of things have they experienced?
So there's been a sharp rise in the number of incidents of hostility towards Jewish people here, and the Jewish Representative Council is actually at the moment compiling a full detailed report with these incidents mentioned. But to preempt that a little bit, there's been anti-Semitic graffiti, which has become increasingly commonplace, as I said, calling to kill Jews. Herzog Park, which is obviously the subject of a lot of controversy at the moment, was targeted and defaced with swastikas a few months ago. I have had several Jewish children who have told me they've been bullied because of who they are or that they now avoid speaking about their identity in front of their classmates. Jewish university students report similar experiences. Online anti-Semitism from Irish users is particularly vicious, conspiratorial, that's completely out of control. And this is appalling. And I do want to stress that it does not mean that anti-Semitism has become a day-to-day issue for all Jewish people in Ireland. It hasn't. But it does mean that there are persistent and very serious concerns that must be addressed.
You must welcome then the president's condemnation of this anti-Semitic attack in Sydney, followed by repeated condemnations from the very top of government, from the opposition, and indeed from other religious and faith leaders in this country over the past 24 hours.
I do welcome that. But again, as I said, there is a condemnation is not enough. There's a deep and ugly hatred against Jewish people, including within parts of Irish society, and that has to be addressed seriously.
One Jewish council representative in Australia told the BBC that in the past year or so, they have had to employ armed guards outside baptisms and other events taking place. Have you had to do anything similar like that here?
We've had to increase security. And as I said, you know, I'm not going to go into the details for obvious reasons of what that looks like. I believe we're doing things that are reasonable and what the steps that we should be taking. But again, this is an issue not just for the Jewish community. It's really an issue for all of us. I'm not sure if you saw, but there was coverage in the media over the weekend about the Jewish Museum down in Portobello in Dublin that was applying for permission to expand their current premises. And according to the reports, some of the local residents raised objections with the council because of security concerns, saying that this building could become a very real target for attacks. And now I understand why residents may be anxious, but people can't only notice and speak out when it affects them. These are the very real concerns that members of my community are contending with every day. And the response from locals cannot just be to ask that Jewish institutions be kept away from their streets. We need to be asking as a society, who are these people who might want to target a Jewish building? Who are they and what are we doing to make sure that there is no place for these types of threats and concerns anywhere in this country, that type of security that you mentioned isn't needed? That needs to be our response instead of normalizing the fact that a Jewish building might be singled out for crime or terror.
And that was Ireland's Chief Rabbi, Yoni Wieder. It's 8:31.